Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with Black Pilot of America member, Forrest Cash Copeland, a retired chief engineer firefighter and an aviation safety mechanic.
We're here at Operation Skyhook, and I'm with Mr. Cash Copeland, Forrest Cash Copeland. Everybody knows him as Cash. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
That's good. 78 years on this planet, and how long have you been flying?
I've been flying right now for 47 years.
That's a long time.
I started late.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got into flying.
Well, I'm retired. I've been retired for 18 years now. I was a firefighter for the city of Oakland, California.
Really?
And I retired as a chief engineer with the city of Oakland. So I've been retired for 18 years now.
Wow. Are you still flying, though, even though you're retired?
I am still flying. I have an aircraft renovation company at the Hayward Airport in California. And what I do is take airplanes that are derelict airplanes and restore them. And I also build custom experimental airplanes. On that card that I gave you, that's one of the airplanes that I built. That's a replica, a picture of it, rather.
Wow. So you, I'm sitting here like, oh, you're a genius then. All the engineering skills are just that you have to have. I mean, it's not like working on a car, is it?
No, it's not like working on a car, but in some ways it is. It has nuts and bolts and so forth, but there's certain procedures you have to adhere to keep the airplane safe. And that's basically, people ask what I do in aviation. Basically, I'm an aviation safety person. I'm always looking at airplanes to make sure that they're airworthy and that they're safe. But I love working on them. That's the deal. I've always been a mechanic. All of my life.
Okay.
And when I went in the fire department, I was working as an automobile mechanic, and I saw an announcement in the paper for firefighter. And I said, wow, and they pay you medical and you give you a retirement? I'm going to go take this test. Little did I know that I was the second African-American that they hired.
Wow.
In Oakland, California. This was after they integrated 6 years before I joined. And in that 6 years, they only hired one other African-American. I was the second.
Wow.
And so during my 35-year career with the City of Oakland Fire Department, I've always been an advocate to get more young African-Americans in the fire department. And then the issue came up about women being firefighters, so I was an advocate for them.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, our chief just retired. She was an African-American female.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're searching for a new fire chief for the fire department.
I see.
But I trained her when she was a youngster, when she came in the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a good run. Like I said, you know, I don't feel like I'm 78 years old, but what can I say?
Yeah.
Life is good. I can still go to get my medical. My pilot license is valid. That's what validates your pilot license. You have to have a medical, and that's every 2 years. And it was really funny. I went to get my medical, and the guy took my blood pressure. He said, "You take medicine?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, what you do?" I said, "I've just got good genes."
So tell me about your role with Black Pilots of America.
Well, like I said before, I'm a charter member, and I've been coming here for 21 years since the first one. We started in Tuskegee, Alabama back in the 80s. Since that time, you know, we left Tuskegee and we came to Pine Bluff under the auspices of Ken Johnson. For many years, I flew my airplane, one or the other of my airplanes from California out here. And as I allegedly got older, my children decided that I was not qualified to fly that far by myself.
Oh.
So I started flying with other people, and then it just wasn't fun anymore.
Oh, I see.
It's a very tiring trip from California. It's 2,500 miles.
Yeah.
And you get a little tired. There's an old adage that goes like this: "Know your limitations."
Yeah.
And I know mine.
I got you.
So here I am. But they designated me the air boss for this event. The FAA got involved in our, we used to come here and just have fun. Now the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, said, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. Mm-hmm. And one of the big deals that they have to you have to have an air boss. Mm-hmm. And they looked around and said, well, Cash, why don't you be the air boss? Well, okay. I didn't know what I was doing. But I was a quick learn.
Okay.
I had a guy from the FAA, and he was so helpful. And so we got it going, and the event has just been wonderful. We haven't had any accidents or anything like that. We got to fly all the kids that came out. Got to, how old was that fella, that old, the old guy?
96.
Flew a 96 year old and my great granddaughter in the same airplane.
Oh,
I thought that was just so wonderful.
Yeah. Now, real quickly, you touched on really wanting to get African-American kids involved in aviation. So tell me, what do you think about, I know that sometimes, let me see how I can ask this. I've been in classrooms and seen little boys that seem to have a hard time sitting still, or they seem to have a hard time with just doing schoolwork or homework. But when you give them something to do or they're working with their hands, then that all of a sudden that little bad kid that won't sit down, it becomes a very helpful, intelligent kid if he's given the right thing or he's given opportunity to be hands-on. So can you just talk about, you've worked in aviation, you worked in mechanics and stuff. Can you talk about, give us maybe a different perspective on how we look at our young men as it relates to, you know, they might just need more exposure as far as what their skills are. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, and this is the reason why we come here and we make available to these young people just to get a ride in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many children that don't even realize that African Americans fly airplanes, for one thing. They have no concept of what makes the airplane fly. And if they have an interest in it, but see, that's the problem. Without having exposure to it, you don't know if you have an interest in it or not. So this is what we try to do, is just to say, oh, I like that. But see, everyone doesn't have to be a pilot. We've got folks in our organization, they're mechanics. There's one lady here, Mary, Mr. Sam Washington.
You keep my friend Will entertained.
I'm doing a recording.
Okay.
You want to listen, you want to listen
Will
in? This is Mr. Sam Washington here.
Yeah.
This is my buddy. As a matter of fact, now we were talking about that.
Yeah.
My granddaughter and my great-granddaughter were talking to you earlier.
Yeah.
And you were telling her about Delta State. Well, this is one of the colleges she was thinking about.
Yeah.
And so you gave her Sam Washington. Well, I know him. So I took him back there to meet him. And he's made it more than welcome to come to go to Delta.
Absolutely.
State.
Yeah. Tried to talk her into it. She wouldn't come.
So this, now see what we were talking about? This is what we were talking about. The young people, you got to show them. And then while I was talking to Sam, Diane Daniels, she got the going on her. Oh, yeah, she's one of those folks, boy, she just key in on you. Now, here's what you do. That's what she told me. Find something that you love to do that you would do for free and pursue that. And my great-granddaughter looked and she said, huh? Why ain't nobody ever said that? You know?
Yeah.
So this family that we have here with BPA is just the most wonderful thing I think a person could be involved with, particularly if you have an interest in aviation.
It is.
You know, I come here and I don't fly. I used to come down here and I got several airplanes I can fly, but I didn't come down here to fly. I came down here to make sure everybody's safe and to talk. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like you've given us some really good wisdom and insight, and I really appreciate you taking time to share with us, and we appreciate all you do for Black Pilots of America and for society.
Well, I was kind of hesitant to do this, but thank you so much for considering me.
I'm glad you stopped and took time with us, and I hope that you have an avenue where you're really passing on your wisdom to the next generation.
Always. That's exactly what we're going
to
do.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundy and Black Pilot of America member Forrest Cash Copeland. a retired chief engineer firefighter, and an aviation safety mechanic. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Check out our Facebook page for pictures of all the fun. Stay tuned.